Good morning. I see a bunch of us. That's nice. Good to see everybody today. I might have to stand over here. Some of you guys are way far away down there. Today I want to talk about one word that happens in the Bible a lot, and I want us to be sure we get what it means. And that word is behold. It happens in the Bible. In fact, this morning I read it already a couple of times. John the Baptist saw Jesus and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." So what does that mean, behold? It happens a lot in the Bible. Something's going on and somebody says, "Behold." What does that mean? It means look, right? It means, and we could even say this, it means look at this, right? Look at this. Why would we have to say to somebody, look at this? You know, because life is very full of distractions. Has anybody ever noticed that? Adults, is that true? Full of distractions? Who here is very distracted by video games? Huh? Or distracted by toys, right? Did you guys get lots of toys at Christmas time? Yeah, I got a bunch of toys. And so, you know what happens is we get really busy and playing. And you know what God has to sometimes say? He sometimes has to say, stop what you're doing and pay attention to this. Does that make sense? Oh, they're looking down like, oh, that's not right. Yeah, so that's what happens in the Bible, because it's not just kids that are distracted. Do you guys know that the adults out here are easily distracted? Is that right? We got a lot of stuff going on, so the Bible will say, behold. So it happens all throughout the Bible. It means stop and look at this. And one of the things I love is our back window, the stained glass we have. Who's at the picture? There's a bunch of people at the bottom, but who's at the top? Jesus. So when John the Baptist said, behold, who was he pointing at? Jesus, right? Some people mistakenly thought that John might be the Savior. Was John the Savior? No. Who was? Jesus. So John had people listening to him, and he knows that everybody's busy, and he said, behold. Does that make sense? And who did he point at? Jesus. Just like when he said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, right? Just Jesus is the Savior, and so he pointed at him. He says, guys, as busy as we are, as busy as our brains are, as distracted as we are, he said, behold, look, look, right? Look at this. Look at this. This is Jesus the Savior. He wanted us to look at him, right? And so that's what the church has always been doing, to look to Jesus the Savior. All right? Thanks for coming up.